Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jay Kokorowski at BadgerBlitz.com joins us here on The Fan now talking Badgers in Michigan. I'm Billy Tausch, Bill Schmidt, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer's here, and Gary Ellerson for Badger and Packer running back as well. Jake Kokorowski on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Jake, first off, man, Michigan, Wisconsin, this is the first true test for Jack Cohen as the starting quarterback with Paul Chris. What is the biggest thing that you notice this Michigan defense is going to throw at Jack Cohen that he hasn't seen here in the first 2 weeks?
I think it's just the level of talent from what the upgrade in talent, and nothing against South Florida and Central Michigan, but you know what Don Brown's defense can bring. And Jonathan Taylor told me on Monday, just quick defensive linemen, quick linebackers, get that good front seven. And so, and again, nothing against the Bulls or the Chippewas, but this is going to be a different test for Wisconsin's offense. And you've seen the results from what Cohen has done, 76% completion percentage, 5 touchdown passes, averaging over 280 yards per game through the air. But this offense is going to deal with an upgrade. And you see repeatedly throughout the years that Michigan has, they recruit elite talent, top 10, top 20 talent each and every year. And so, you know how Don Brown's one of the best defensive coordinators in the nation. So I think it's just going to be an upgrade in quality of defense. But you see the quickness, some lateral movement, and we'll see just how Wisconsin adapts if they get the ground game going and if they need that passing game like it did a couple weeks ago to really step in and keep the defenses honest.
Are you amazed by how quickly Cephas has really become a part of this offense, just how much better of an offense it is with him?
I always thought that if he would come back, that he would add another element, a different element compared to the other wide receivers. And there are talented receivers that Wisconsin has with A.J. Taylor, Kendrick Pryor, Danny Davis, all provide a little different attributes to the, you know, the passing game. And Taylor, you know, had, if I'm not mistaken, had 7 receptions against Central Michigan, and he's been, you know, he had a solid spring in fall camp too. So, but when you go back to Cephas, just he has an ability to create separation that you saw in those 36 and 46 yard touchdown passes against Central Michigan. So, I am surprised just how quick he has reasserted himself. I mean, the first completion of the 2019 season was to Quintez Cephas down in Tampa on a third down. And we all wondered, you know, we being the media, just, you know, how quick would he come back after not being in summer condition with Wisconsin, after, you know, he was training on his own, but there's a difference between training on your own and training, you know, being with teammates and working on chemistry. And Wisconsin's wide receivers and quarterbacks, you know, a couple of them told me during the summer they did extra work besides summer conditioning to develop that chemistry. And you've seen that with just how potent Wisconsin's passing game has been. And then you add Cephas to the mix. You didn't know how fast he could adapt back or acclimate back into college football, but he's done it, and he's Wisconsin's leading receiver through 2 games.
So tell me, how are the Badgers going to win this game?
I think, one, it's cliche, but no turnovers or few turnovers. That it all starts with that. You know, Jack Cohn has not done an interception yet. They had one fumbled in South Florida with the Ferguson fumble after the catch, but it starts off with that. I think Wisconsin needs to generate the run game. And there was some success last year in that blowout loss at the Big House, but they didn't necessarily go to Taylor a lot in that game. But it really, I think, Wisconsin needs to establish the ground game more. It's been bread and butter. You didn't see a lot of it against Central Michigan because of the success of the passing game, and I think the Chippewas really worked to, in my opinion, sell out against the run. It didn't seem as effective that ground game. There were a lot of ground, rushing touchdowns were there, a lot of short yardage touchdowns there. They didn't see as many explosive or chunk plays as you saw against South Florida the week prior. But I think establishing that ground game on that side of the ball. But for the defense, it's creating some pressure on Shea Patterson, who it appears he's getting healthier after having an oblique injury, suffered a couple weeks ago. But it's also that wide receiver receiving core for Michigan is pretty talented. And we'll see if they get Donovan Peoples-Jones back, who, I talked to a couple people over at our Michigan site, and he has said that he's questionable with an ankle sprain. So we'll see if he's a dynamic receiver. But it's this Wisconsin secondary is going to be a big test for them where they have to play, their responsibilities. And it's, the passing game for Michigan right now is about 225 yards per game, 226. So, and that's where they get the majority of their yards right now. I think Wisconsin needs to lock down that area because right now I'm not necessarily sold on the Wolverines' run game that's averaging under 4 yards per carry.
Jake Okorowski joining us on the Wendy's Big Show here, 105.7 FM. The Fan, you can follow him at Jake, KOCO on Twitter. Jake, when you look at this game this weekend, understandably so, the two programs in leveler playing fields than they've been with in the last 50 years, right? Michigan a little bit down, Wisconsin in the last two decades, obviously trending upward. Which coach do you believe needs this game on Saturday more, Jim Harbaugh or Paul Chryst?
I would say Harbaugh just because of the expectations that were levied on him this season, where a lot of people want him to beat Ohio State. They want him to get to Indianapolis to be the Big Ten East representative in that conference championship game. And both teams obviously want to win. It for Wisconsin, there's despite the Big Ten West looking shaky right now, getting out of conference play, saw Northwestern struggle against Stanford, Purdue's 1-2 with losses to Nevada and TCU, and Minnesota, needed to escape with three, and they're undefeated, but they had three games where they could be 0-3, honestly, right now. So, but once conference play starts up, it's a whole new game, and we talked about it at the beginning of the season or even prior to it, just there could be five or six contenders in that Big Ten West. So Wisconsin, they can get this cross-divisional win against Michigan, and they have a very tough schedule, and that's why, in that regard, where you saw Michigan, Michigan State, and Ohio State as those cross-divisional opponents, Wisconsin can win two out of the three of those this season. That could help them get back to Indianapolis as Big Ten West champs. But going back to what you asked, I think it's Harbaugh just because the expectations are high. Mm-hmm. Ohio State right now, with Ryan Day as a new head coach. And so this could be the time for them to strike, especially with a new coordinator with Josh Gattis, and then trying to get that scheme rolling, and could be a lot more explosive. So you really haven't seen that through two games for the Wolverines.
Jake, appreciate it, man. Who do you got this Saturday? Michigan number 11 at Wisconsin number 13 in the country.
I'm going Wisconsin. I'm staying 24-17. Yes, it's one of those things where I think I have not seen a lot out of Michigan's offense from what I had the chance to watch that Army game. And Army is a good opponent, no matter, they took Oklahoma mm-hmm. into overtime last year. So, but I think just what I've seen out of Wisconsin, it's not just a comfortable win like you saw in 2018, the first two wins of that season. Wisconsin's come out these first two contests in 2019 and really put their foot to the pedal, and been impressive. We'll see what they can do, obviously, against this top 15 opponent in the Wolverines, but with it being at home, with the offensive balance showing itself more, having Quinton Cephas back as a wide receiver, right? I think Wisconsin does enough offensively and defensively. I think, their speed in the secondary, front seven, I think, holds up, even with Bryson Williams out, the nose tackle. I think Wisconsin gets it done in a tight ball game.
Jake, appreciate it, man. Should be fun on Sunday. They say good teams win, great teams cover. That is a win and cover for the Wisconsin Badgers at 24-17. We'll talk next week, Jake.
Sounds great, guys. Have a great weekend.
That's Jake Kokorowski, BadgerBlitz.com, and the Badger Blitz podcast. Joins us on the Great Midwest Bank hotline. If you're looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019, look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.